This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
David, you went right into the archives for the Outcasts. Good for you. Kenny will have to Google who they are. Music, please. It's time for some football. Yes, oh, David.
I wanted to take a shot at this because Adam Schefter put out a five-team most interesting team list for the offseason, meaning, you know, looming decisions, big decisions, things like that. And I came up with my own list. Now, none of his teams are on my list. I can give you his list if you want.
Yeah, can we juxtapose these to see which of you is more of a bird brain?
Sure, I'll give you his list right now, 5-1.
Okay.
He says the New York Jets are an interesting team this offseason because of everything they have to do. Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, new coach.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. I mean, because I do think because it's New York and it's Aaron Glenn really having to clean house and start all over again. But I don't know if New York's ready to let him have a fresh start. Like, they want to win now.
Number 4 on his list would be the New England Patriots. I think this is because they have a lot of cap space. T. Higgins is out there, young quarterback, new coach.
I'm going to agree with it because I think as the offseason goes along, the buzz with the Josh McDaniels, and then my guy, right? I wasn't a slappy for Jaden Daniels or Caleb. I was a slappy for Drake May. I think that's a very exciting combination. And Drake May was better than people realize. And you're right. A lot of money there. Feels like it's back on the tracks with a real coach. I agree on New England.
Number 3 on his list, the New Orleans Saints. Because a quarterback decision and new head coach. Okay.
Rico, you take this one. No. I don't give a rat's ass.
Right. I think everybody's interest in New Orleans ended on Sunday.
Correct. With the Super Bowl.
I co-signed with the senator from Louisiana.
Number 2 on his list, the Cleveland Browns. And we all know why. Yep. Miles Garrett.
But it's also more than that. It's the quarterback position, the top 5 draft pick, cap hell. It's the trade. It's all of it. Yes, it's radio gold. So, yes, they should be the top 5. Yes.
And his number 1 most interesting team this offseason will be the Cincinnati Bengals. A lot of free agent decisions, a lot of contract decisions.
Okay. Rico, do you feel strong about this one?
No, that's ranked right up there with New Orleans. Like, okay. I mean, Cincinnati has Joe Burrow. So,
and Burrow said it all. I'll adjust my deal. I want my teammates with me. You know they'll end up keeping most of the guys. Maybe one gets out the door, and that's it. But let's hear David's list, Rico. The big black list.
Yeah, so I have different reasons for it. It's not necessarily because of looming decisions, but it's just intriguing to me for these teams. Number 1 on my list, it's not a particular order. It's just teams here. Miami Dolphins. You have Tua, Mike McDaniel on his last leg where they're not listening to him in the locker room.
Tyreek.
I think the key thing is the Tyreek Hill situation because he expressed wanting out, and now he's rescinding that idea. But the minute something doesn't go right this offseason, will he be all in?
He literally apologized. You know, here's the thing about Miami. it kind of reminds me, I don't care anymore like I used to. And then I was just got to the point where you're just dysfunctional. So
wait, so is the are the Dolphins the Javi Baez of the NFL for Rico?
And you just stole what I was about to say, Mike. Yes.
I'm
no, I was about to, I was about to say it's like Javi. After a while, it's like, you know what? You are what you are, and I don't expect anything more out of you. Can you make the playoffs? I guess that's it.
Man, I could have given you a good joke there, but too early to get in trouble. Let's keep it moving.
So these next two teams, I'm going to lump them together because I think they can go in opposite directions because of their offseason. One, okay. Carolina Panthers. I think they can take a huge step this offseason. They see and saw how Bryce Young played at the end of the year. He looked okay. Now you add weapons around him, and maybe you take a step forward. Juxtapose that with the Indianapolis Colts. Questions about Shane Steichen and questions about Anthony Richardson. You don't know what you have in him still. They can go the opposite direction.
Rico, take lead on this. I want to see where your head is at with this. I have a strong opinion on one of these situations.
I do think that if the Panthers can get Bryce Young, that guy to really help him out and bail him out, and whether it's you go the T. Higgins route, whether you get somebody in there to, because he improved at the end of the year. I will admit that, because I was starting to think he was going to be a bust. As far as the Colts go, Anthony Richardson to me lost the credibility when he tapped out of a game, because if I'm on that team, I'm never going to forget that. Like, are you okay? You hurt? Nah, I was just tired, bro. I'm sorry, what? Okay. So, yeah, I tend to agree with David's. Yes, I do think that the Panthers have some upside, where the Colts, you just kind of look like a poor man's Miami Dolphins.
All right, Colts, it's simple. Defense got to get better. Lou Anarumo has to do it. That defense was morbid. Yes, everything Rico said about Richardson is true. I can't fix that. It's Carolina I have the opinion on. When are we going to start identifying Dave Canales as one of the great quarterback coaches in this league? Guy absolutely turned Baker around in Tampa. He goes to Carolina, where nobody believes Bryce Young's going to get turned around. And by the end of the year, here's Bryce throwing a game-winning touchdown against Philly. I can't help that Thanksgiving dropped the ball. The bottom line, dude, Dave Canales is a witch. Thanksgiving. Xavier Legette, by the way, dropped the pass. So, yes, to me, they are on the up. Like, I want to buy stock in the Panthers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
My next team on this list, and this is
the New York Giants.
Nope. This is simply based on the division they play in. I know you're going to be like, what? It's the Los Angeles Chargers. Here's why I say the division they play in. Because, yes, KC is currently king, but there's a lot of question marks with KC. Your offensive line, Is Kelce retiring? If he does, mm-hmm. do they look the same without him? And Los Angeles fixed their cap issues. Now they have money to go spend and make themselves better. That team's intriguing.
Put this on the board. I don't care. Chargers are winning the West next year. Oh, I don't even know what their offseason looks like. Chargers are winning the West.
Oh, wow.
You said it. I was leaning that way, but you said it.
Harbaugh's real, man. I don't have to like Harbaugh to know he can turn things around. I think, again, like they're going to fix this running game situation, right? And maybe you see DK Metcalf out wide. They have the players. They have the cap. It'll be year two of Harbaugh getting his guys in there. Rico, I'm bullish on it. I am.
No, you
are. I don't have to like him at all. I just think he's a good NFL coach.
No, that's bold. I'm not a big fan of him, but yes, he can coach. But I can't discount until I see the body is cold for Kansas City. Then I'll say it's
that's fair. That's fair.
And then the final team on my list is simply because of what we talked about yesterday, and it sounded intriguing, and I'm rooting for radio. The Minnesota Vikings get Stafford, man, and that just makes it all the much better.
Hold on. All right, now, I agree with what you're saying. I think the fascinating situation will be J.J. McCarthy. Do they go with him? Do they trade him? Does a free agent quarterback go there? But wait a second. On this Stafford thing.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
No, because this is a different team. Go ahead. Because I think he missed
the team. I was
going
to say something or nothing. The Giants just hired Stafford's brother-in-law. Come on. Come on.
Until I see Kelly standing in Times Square, then I'll say, you know what? You got a chance, Mike.
All right.
Until she's getting a slice of Sbarro.
He can afford two houses. She doesn't have to move. She can visit on the weekends.
And they got kids they got to schlep around. And
I don't care about the kids. I'm trying to win games. I'm sorry. Yes to Minnesota. Interesting for sure. They have all the weapons. It's the best spot for a quarterback on the open market in the entire league, if you really think about it.
My list better than his list.
I like your list.
I like your list, David, but I can't believe you buried the lead. Interesting team. Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears, because of all the hype from last year, Caleb Williams, and now you get the coaching prodigy, the Mr. Offensive Guru. Can he do what Canales did in Carolina? Because if he goes to Chicago and does what he did here in Detroit there, he's truly a genius.
This is why the league works, though, fellas. Think about this. We could keep naming teams. I think Washington's incredibly interesting. With cap space, need to add to the defense. This is why the NFL's offseason is more popular than, say, NBA's in-season. Everyone's got a chance. The rules are tailored for it. Parity is the name of the game. Yes, I'm in on all of this.
No, you're right, because unlike the other sports, there's only a handful of teams you know probably don't have a shot. 25 teams have a shot to winning it all.
That's fair. That's a good number. I'm with you on it.
That is In Football Today.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.